The public affairs manager of Kuala Supermarket, Belinda Bequin, says the taxi driver who caused the arrest of robbers last Saturday has displayed true patriotism to the admiration of management of the supermarket. Management has therefore decided to compensate him with a brand new taxi cab. Speaking to Radio Ghana, Ms. Bequin said management also values the wealth of its staff and will continue to take good care of them to deliver in a comfortable environment. Ms. Bequin spoke to George Ankra.
This taxi driver is indeed a true hero to the country and to Koala. He's a superhero. And to actually compensate him for a good, godly work done, we want to reinstate him back with the car he used to save our dear sister. So we are going to get him a car that will serve for the damaged one that he used in saving our dear Lydia.
Are you providing him with a brand new car?
We are going to get him a brand new car.
Why should management take that decision?
The company cannot strive on its own. We need the human resource to survive, to go on, to attain the heights we've already attained. And Koala appreciates each and every worker in the organization. So if there is such an incident and somebody has come to the aid to save a staff, we deem fit that that person be appreciated very well for the whole world. I'd like to know that indeed Koala does cherish its employees as much as its clients.
When are you delivering the new car to this patriotic driver?
That one will come as a surprise, so he would indeed know that we have him in mind and at heart.
But how is the lady responding to treatment now?
The lady is responding very well treatment so far, and we thank God for that.
Can you take us through memory lane? We understand a supervisor organized the tax to do the attack. Can you confirm?
First and foremost, she is an assistant administrator, and for an organization like ours, administrators have to make sure that the shops adhere to every regulation pertaining to such operation. We therefore intend to make sure all the branches do same by visiting them on a regular basis. So her routine task is to make sure that on each morning, as in from Monday to Saturday, we pay a visit to them, find out their needs and wants, peculiar issues that need urgent attention. So she goes around, gather all these information, brings them to the head office, then brainstorms to come up with the best to serve our customers. So on that said day, she started that and pursued Osu. So she visited Osu shopping center, gathered the information needed, and further went to Cantonment. On this said day, she has an assigned vehicle that takes her for those rounds every morning. On that fateful day, the driver couldn't make it, so she had to actually use the cab. So on getting to Cantonment, she had to finish her rounds and await a taxi. But because it's a residential area, it's difficult to come around the taxi. So she decided to enjoy fresh air and breathe, so to take a walk. And that is the only thing she did. And that is what actually brought about this whole incident.
What lessons have we learned from this happening?
We are equal in the company. There is no one that our managers consider important than the other. But this one has actually taught us that indeed every designation comes with certain security precautions. And that is what we are taking into consideration.